Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, August 15th, 2016, start of a brand new week, halfway through the month of August, 2 weeks away from my birthday. And we have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Now, the first thing, before we get into the election stuff, I want to talk about what's been going on out at Milwaukee. This thing has just come out of nowhere, and it's spiraling out of control. And everybody is out there in traditional style. They're using it to push their particular political agenda. And what we're seeing in the streets of Milwaukee is being described as a race war. Now, it all started when a police officer was involved in a traffic stop. One of the individuals that was in the car that was stopped took off running, carrying a semi-automatic handgun. The other police officer gave chase. Guy with the gun refused to stop, apparently turned, and at that point the police officer shot him. And they got a body camera footage, and this looks very legitimate. And this has just immediately triggered 2 days of riots. The sister of the man who was killed is urging rioters to burn down the entire suburbs. And we're seeing these rioters go through the streets of Milwaukee shouting, "Yay, they white, get their ass." That's a direct quote, by the way. And it's spiraling out of control. If we see much more of this, this is going to give Obama his excuse to declare a national emergency and suspend what is left of the Constitution. So there's a lot of stuff being caught on video, including the "they white, get their they ass." And that's a direct quote. "They white, get they ass." And "hey, they beaten up every white person. He white beat his head," and a profanity off that. And here's where it gets really kind of interesting, okay, because they were interviewing one of the leaders of the rioting. And this is a direct quote. "The reason that they're attacking the white people is because," quote, "the rich people are not trying to give us none," end quote. Thank you, Common Core. And there's a reality here that people need to... First of all, we've got some of the refugees and illegal immigrants are speaking better English than these people who were born and grew up in Milwaukee. And let's be very honest. Let's stop blaming everything on racism and economic disadvantage. If I were an employer and I had a job opening and somebody comes in with that poor a command of the English language, why on earth would I hire them regardless of what their skin color is? Let's just be practical here. Now, so far, six businesses have been burned, businesses that were giving jobs to the community. They've been burned down. Reminds me of the joke that was going around after the Rodney King riots, the Rodney King fever, loot your own pocket and set your own hair on fire. And that's what's going on in the community. And even one of the Milwaukee city officials came on out and said, "This is a warning cry to meet the black people's demands or else." And they're just out there pushing this whole thing. Now, there's a slight complication to this whole narrative. And that is the police officer who shot this black kid is himself black. So this idea that this represents more of white oppression against black people, it's a non-starter. So a black cop shoots a black kid and the rioters deliberately target white people. And all of a sudden, Jeffrey Dahmer is starting to look like the picture of sanity up there in Milwaukee. Complete nonsense. Where's Barack Obama in all of this? Oh, he's off there playing golf. Couldn't be bothered to interrupt. And I'm not saying there aren't problems out there, because down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, remember there was this Alton Sterling who was shot and killed, and the judge sealed the autopsy report and then sealed the request for the sealing of the autopsy report. The autopsy report will remain sealed, but they've released the request to seal the autopsy because apparently that was sparking all kinds of litigation and cries of cover-up and so forth and so on. All right, let's take a phone call. Carmelo in Canada, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hi, Mike. I just wanted to ask you your opinion about something. I'll try to be as concise as possible. There exist, which I'm sure you know, many websites for male escorts for gay men, and they seem to all be based in the United States, and of course, I happen to know that prostitution is illegal. So, I just if I could pick
Except
your brain, how is it possible that these websites exist? And like, is something going to happen? Like, is the volcano about to erupt with that? And if I could also get your personal opinion about the fact that prostitution is illegal in the United States, I'd appreciate that.
Okay. Well, first of all, prostitution is legal in certain parts of Nevada. The reason the websites are allowed to operate is because most of this kind of activity, basically, it's not like they have a fixed address that you go to. There's a lot of, under-the-counter bribing to local officials to tolerate this kind of stuff. It's all tangled up with organized crime. And I'm kind of wondering why, with all the things that are going on right now, this particular subject is uppermost in your mind. Because it's certainly, with looking with all the headlines here, online websites for male escorts probably
would not have occurred to me. Well, because I'll tell you a secret. I'll tell you a secret. There's a lot of sex tourism of gay Canadian men to the United States for this reason. They tell the customs officer some, you know, malarkey reason, and that's the real reason they're visiting the United States.
Well, you know, what can I tell you? A tourism dollar is a tourism dollar. And, I just hope that these Canadians don't get down here and have their money taken by our law enforcement authorities, because it's been a big problem under our civil forfeiture laws. They're literally looting and plundering Canadian tourists of all types. And it actually has reduced the total amount of tourism from Canada to the United States.
Okay. Okay. Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right. We'll let you go there. Thank you for the phone call. All right, getting into the political campaign, more and more evidence is continuing to surface that Hillary's unsecured email server has at least one dead body to its credit. I don't know what they're going to do is paint a little silhouette of a corpse on the side of the server, like they used to put the swastikas on the fighter planes in World War II. And it has to go to that Iranian nuclear scientist who had apparently successfully convinced the Iranian government he had been kidnapped by the United States, and then he'd managed to escape and go back to Iran. He was greeted like a hero, and then all of a sudden he's arrested, thrown in jail, and he's executed by hanging. And the reason people are pointing to this is because only 9 days before he returned to Iran, Hillary and her associates were openly discussing this guy by name on emails on her weak private server. And it looks like, I mean, it's certainly circumstantial that this is where Iran learned that the guy had actually been a traitor. Now, remember, when Guccifer was prowling around inside Hillary's private email server, he reported seeing at least 10 other foreign IPs prowling around there at the same time. And we don't know who was in there when Guccifer wasn't logged in. It was wide open. We've had U.S. intelligence experts saying that if China and Russia and all these other governments weren't in Hillary's private email server, that they would lose a lot of respect for them. The thing was wide open. It had weaker security than Ashley Madison. Now, WikiLeaks is continuing to be the gift that keeps on giving. We did a flashback on one of their revelations about how Hillary Clinton ordered diplomats at the State Department to spy on the United Nations, including Ban Ki-moon. Now, a diplomat to the United Nations is not normally supposed to be an espionage agent, but this is what Hillary turned them into. And who knows what information that she got and where it went, because intelligence gathering is not supposed to be part of the State Department's job. That's the intelligence agencies, and they provide the information to the State Department on which to act. But Hillary, it seems, had her own private little spy network set up and operating. Now, another one of the WikiLeaks revelations has to do with a link to a lawyer, Roy Black, and was tied in very closely to the Clintons. They're trying to distance themselves from him because Roy Black was the guy who basically got Jeff Epstein this wrist slap deal to get out of all the trouble he had with all these underage girls down on his island. Now, Roy Black, being a lawyer, his job is to defend his client to the best of his ability. And the problem, though, is that Bill Clinton is accused of being one of the visitors to Epstein's little orgy island. And so the Clintons are trying to distance themselves from him. But WikiLeaks has basically brought out the document saying, they were he was a big, huge Democratic donor and supporter. And it's kind of a measure of how politics works in this country, that you can be completely innocent of any wrongdoing yourself, but just being seen or associating with somebody who's now out of favor with the Politburo, I mean with the Washington, D.C., and you can be banished. It's a very, very brutal business. Story coming out of 12160.info. Democratic officials are basically in a state of terror right now over what might be coming out from WikiLeaks next. And we're hearing some rumors, supposed from inside sources in WikiLeaks, that there's some major, major embarrassment coming. I imagine the Democrats, and especially the people on Hillary's campaign, they're ordering their Maalox by the pallet load at this point. And there's a reality here that we need to be looking at. If they were not corrupt, if they had nothing to hide, they would care less about WikiLeaks is coming out with. But from the fear reaction that you're getting, it's obvious they know there's something out there to be found. And they're dreading that it will be found. So, stepping back and taking the overview, we know that Hillary lied to the Congress and the American people about returning all of her work-related emails, where we see that there's now pay for play with the State Department and the Clinton Foundation. And here's a big, major whoopsie. Debbie Wasserman Schultz got caught on a video interview admitting that the purpose of the Democratic National Committee for all this year was to prepare Hillary as the eventual nominee. She just admitted it on video, that that's what they were doing. And that is not what the Democratic leadership is supposed to do, or for that matter, the Republican leadership. They're supposed to respect the will of the voter to pick the candidates. And the party apparatchiks are now standing fully exposed to the American people with this attitude of, you're too stupid to pick the candidates, and you certainly wouldn't pick the candidates we want because we're all corrupt, and we're only comfortable with more corrupt candidates, so of course we're not going to let you pick the candidates. WikiLeaks is now promising they're going to release more information about Hillary's ties to ISIS. And I don't want to go into any more detail than that because there is so much false information being planted all over the net right now to try and trip people up. In fact, we caught there was this one report about how well Donald Trump was doing in the polls that seemed to be from ABC News. Turned out to be a completely hoax site with an almost identical URL, complete fraud. Somebody put it up there in the hope that they were going to embarrass the Trump camp, you know, by saying, oh, we've got this ABC poll. No, you don't. Apparently, ABC is now looking into who set up this bogus copy of the website, because they copied the logo, they copied the look. Looking at the website and not checking the URL, you would never know you were not actually on ABC News. And so ABC's lawyers are going after them, and I understand they're a bunch of mean drunks. WikiLeaks has released information confirming the pay-to-play arrangement between the Clinton Foundation and Hillary's State Department. In particular, an email, and we've got it copied verbatim on the front of whatreallyhappened.com, from Jacqueline Lopez to Alan Reed, Comer, Scott, Brad Marshall, basically talking about how are we going to set up our process for handling donations from donors who have given us pay-to-play letters. Now, I'm sure that Hillary's campaign is going to come on out and say, no, this is about the DNC's annual badminton tournament. And that's the only thing they're going to be playing with. And donors to the foundation get to play badminton with the celebrities. That's all it is. There's really nothing there. It's absolutely silly here. Meanwhile, Democratic pollster Pat Caddell, he's a Democrat, remember, and he's out there saying the Clinton Foundation is the most corrupt enterprise in the history of the United States. And he's absolutely right. Now, there's a fury going on over the revelation that the FBI actually did send recommendations for investigations over to the Department of Justice, and they were turned down. Now we're getting the backstory on this. Apparently, numerous banks alerted the FBI field offices to suspicious transactions involving the Clinton Foundation. And the local offices started to investigate. They sent a ton of evidence to FBI headquarters, and the FBI headquarters looked at the huge pile and said, we can't pretend this is not a problem. And so now we're getting this word, this came out of Washington Times, that the Obama administration spiked the investigation of the Clinton Foundation. Just absolutely said it's not going to happen. And by the way, that's obstruction of justice, and that is an impeachable offense right there. If we had a Congress with some spine who were going to carry out their responsibilities under the Constitution, Obama would be headed for a trial at the House of Republicans right now. House of Representatives, rather. But unfortunately, our entire government is corrupted from top to bottom. It's corrupted by drug money. It's corrupted as badly as when, during Prohibition, the government became corrupted by alcohol money. History is repeating all over again. Now, apparently, some of the people in the FBI are refusing to accept this dictum from on high, from the White Palace, to leave the Clinton Foundation alone. And apparently, they are finding cooperation with U.S. attorneys in no less than three states at this moment, starting with New York. It looks to me like the mid-level of the government has reached their breaking point, and they're saying, enough, this can't go any further. The entire federal government is at risk unless they deal with this corruption in our midst. Now then, we did a little flashback from some of the documents pried loose by Judicial Watch. This is a wonderful organization, Go Judicial Watch. And apparently documents that they recovered, more than 100 pages of previously classified documents from the Department of Defense and the Department of State, reveal that State knew the attack was coming on the Benghazi consulate 10 days before it happened and did nothing to stop it. I think they wanted that facility destroyed because they were starting to wind down that smuggling operation of Libyan weapons going to ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria. The hub for the smuggling operation was Benghazi. And all the paperwork about all this nefarious activity of committing acts of treason against the U.S. was in that consulate. They needed it burned to the ground. And a lot of people are saying, why is Obama still protecting Hillary Clinton? Is he caught up in the corruption? Probably. Does Hillary have the goods on him? Probably. But a lot of it might just be sheer vanity and ego. And there's an article that came out of Investment Watch blog saying that Obama is desperate to preserve his legacy. And that's why he's trying to shield Hillary Clinton and her crimes. Because if she goes down for some of the things she's done, especially if she goes down for selling U.S. secrets to foreign governments while she was Secretary of State, that is going to destroy Obama's historical legacy. Because he's the president that let it happen. So this thing is definitely starting to really build, and we're starting to see some big cracks open up in the government between those who are still caught up in this conspiracy to keep the narcocracy in power and a lot of other people in government who are realizing that protecting the secrets isn't going to protect their jobs because the whole shebang could come crashing down, and they're getting ready to say, this has to stop. It's gone on far enough, and we're seeing indications of that all over the place right now. Now, as you know, a lot of people are still talking about Hillary's health issues. Hillary's minions are all over the net saying, oh, it's nonsense. It's nonsense. That's not a diazepam pen. It's a flashlight. It's the push to talk button on his radio and all this other nonsense. We don't really know what it is, but we do know there are some problems. And let's stick with what we have the provenance on, like that State Department email from Huma Abedin to the State Department staff that Hillary's hand had to be held while she talked to foreign leaders because she gets confused. And we do not need confused holding the keys to those nuclear weapons. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760. Or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, what kind of joking? No fountains, but youth? I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And Hillary's got this huge ad budget. She's got ads all over the place. Claire and I were watching TV last night, and this program we were watching was just flooded with this latest commercial that Hillary has out, where it makes the statement that Donald Trump would be willing to use nuclear weapons against our European allies. And then goes on to think, we can't trust him with the nuclear weapons keys. He's ready to use nukes against Europe. And needless to say, this is not what Donald Trump said. When he was asked about the use of nuclear weapons, and we just put up an article from PolitiFact, he said he would never be the first ones to use them. And then he was asked, would you take them off the table? And he says, no, I'm not going to take them off the table. Would you take them off the table for the Middle East? No, I'm not going to take them. What about here? What about here? And then the list was Europe. And he said, I'm not taking them off the table. And from that, they spun it that Donald Trump is a nuclear threat to Europe. Now, let's be very honest, okay? It's not beyond the realm of possibility that we could be at war with some of the nations of Europe. That certainly was the case with World War II, wasn't it? And so they're out there trying to make the issue of who should have the keys to the nuclear weapons. Donald Trump, who said he would never be the first person to use nuclear weapons, or Hillary Clinton, who couldn't keep her own email server secure, has brain short circuits, poor grasp of reality, poor memory, forgetful, reckless, careless, negligent, I think I'm going to sleep a lot better at night if Donald Trump has those nuclear keys. When he's out there talking about not being the first to use them and wanting to go back to friendly relations with Russia and China. So moving on here a little bit. As you know, the health issue has become a big one here in the independent media. And the corporate media is being forced to react and respond. MSNBC went on the attack against Drudge and InfoWars, saying that this is just all a conspiracy. It's, you guys are wacko. She's in absolutely perfect shape. Everybody has Fresnel prisms in their eyes. Everybody gets blackouts and confusion. Everybody's reckless and negligent and careless. What's wrong with you people? Everybody needs help getting up the stairs. Everybody needs to be propped up to stand up on a podium. So they're trying to make that go away, and again, they're falling back on that old canard, oh, it's just a conspiracy theory. The problem with that is that they've gone back to that too many times. The phrase conspiracy theory was actually created back in the aftermath of the John F. Kennedy assassination as a means to dismiss questions about why the official story had some problems. You know, the magic bullet. Oh, it's just a conspiracy theory. Not worth bothering with. Okay, what about reports of gunfire from the grassy knoll? Oh, it's just a conspiracy theory. Nothing to think about there. But they've gone back to that same device so many times, it stopped working. They can't get traction with it, especially because so many conspiracy theories have turned out to be conspiracy fact. Conspiracies are real throughout history. We have laws against conspiracy in this country. If there was no such thing as a conspiracy theory, there wouldn't be need to prosecute in conspiracies, would they? Now, according to InfoWars, they're saying that the leaks about Hillary's deteriorating health is actually coming from inside the Secret Service protective detail itself. And I'm sure there are going to be ashtrays flinging around Hillary's campaign office over that one. Now, Ben Carson has come out of the shadows and stepped forward. And for all his failings as a political candidate and some of the silly things he was saying, it must be remembered he is a qualified neurosurgeon. And he's out there saying it is critical for Hillary to release her full health records. The American people have every right to know if the person holding those keys to the nuclear weapons may have mental issues. And we do need to know that. Now, there's been a new poll out there. This is from Constitution.com, just randomly surveying people. 50,000 voters randomly selected across the country. Trump, 67%. Hillary, 19%. And everywhere in America, any of the polls that are not connected with the corporate media, you see exactly the same thing. Only the corporate media polls have Hillary in the lead. You will love your Hillary. You will love the Empress. We'll be right back after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, we seem to have some silence here, and I'm not sure exactly why. So unless I hear another commercial real soon, I'm going to start talking. All right, so we're talking about the polls. We're talking about how polls that are run by any outlet that's not connected with the corporate media consistently show Donald Trump way out in front. Only the corporate media polls continue to push out this illusion that Hillary is winning. And you know that's not true by looking at the size of the crowd showing up at Hillary's events and Donald Trump's events. In fact, we have a rather interesting video shot at one of Hillary's recent events where they've got all the people pushed up front, right in front of the camera, to make it look like there's a crowd, and the rest of the room is just totally empty, standing in contrast with Donald Trump, who continues to sell out entire sports venues. So we decided to go ahead and repeat our poll at whatreallyhappened.com. If the elections were held today, who would you vote for? And it came out, as of the last time I checked, Donald Trump 96%, Hillary Clinton 4%. Now, so what's going on with the corporate media? Well, one of the ways they're fudging their polls, they don't want to just make up the numbers. They want to go through a process where they can say, okay, we came up with the numbers we wanted, but it's kind of an honest thing. It's in this statistical adjustment and sampling, blah, 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 blah. It's a gross form of self-deception, to be very, very honest about it. But they are engaging in deception. Now, a Gallup poll from July went out and surveyed the American people whether they consider themselves Republican, a Democrat, or an independent. They got 28% of the respondents saying they were Democratic. 28% of the respondents said they were Republican. 42% said they were not aligned with any particular party at this time. Okay? So it would make sense to get an honest poll that you would ask just as many Democrats as Republicans who you're going to vote for. But in the recent Reuters news poll that showed Hillary winning, they interviewed 626 Democrats, but only 423 Republicans, and only 122 independents. That's how they're skewing the polls. They're just simply going on out, and they're talking to the people they know are going to be supporting Hillary Clinton. And they get the numbers they want, and they get to pretend to themselves when they go to bed at night that it's not really cheating. It's not like we're really making up the numbers. You know, it's just, you know. And you need to understand something. Polls come on, okay. I'll have to check that. Just apparently somebody says that my online poll on the site has somehow been hacked. It's broken. It won't accept polls. I'll look at that at the next commercial break. There are two kinds of polls out here. There are the external polls that go to the media. These are not intended to measure public opinion. They're there to manufacture it, relying on the herd instinct, on the hope that you really are a bunch of mindless sheep who will simply follow that little wagging tail in front of you over to the abattoir. The internal polls are the ones that really do measure what's going on. Those are never made public, especially, I mean, if they don't match the desired outcome. So, now, there's an interesting article coming out of the Dave Hodges Common Sense Show. The Clinton campaign is in real, real trouble. And they're talking about how they were watching TV the other night on a small market TV station. And this technically is corporate media. It's a regular FCC licensed station. And they came on out and they were talking about all the things Hillary is doing wrong. The emails, the corruption with the foundation. And they were not kind at Hillary at all. And it looks to me like Hillary may be starting to lose these small market TV stations. And I'm sure they're probably going to start getting calls from the network headquarters saying, you got to get your news crews back in line. But we're starting to see a lot of defections in the Hillary camp, in the media, in her own campaign, in the Democratic Party, even in her Secret Service protective detail. Now, WikiLeaks recently released a bunch of information from George Soros Foundation, which is at the forefront of this New World Order, One Global Government agenda. And basically, one of the things they released in there was George Soros was literally sending instructions over to the U.S. State Department when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State on what U.S. policy towards Albania should be. And that was the policy that was eventually implemented, off of which George Soros made a huge fortune. George Soros has become, for me, the poster child for socialism by demonstrating time and time again that people with way too much money are capable of a great deal of mischief. In fact, Soros is reminding me of the Ed Begley character in this movie. It was back in the 60s, may have been 67, called Billion Dollar Brain. It was a Michael Caine film. And it was about this billionaire who wanted to start war with Russia all on his own. And he'd hired a private army and he had this huge computer that was wargaming out how they were going to defeat Russia. And they were going to use biological weapons and terror and the rest of it. And in the end, he's undone because one of the people who was being paid to feed information into the computer was feeding in wrong information, and it all kind of fell apart. But life may be imitating art. Soros has got enough money to basically reshape the world to suit his whim. And that's a very dangerous thing because Soros is unelected. He's unaccountable, unimpeachable. He just does whatever he wants without any control whatsoever. And it's a reason why there should be limits on how wealthy people get so that they don't pose a threat to the safety of the nation and of the world as a whole. Now, Soros has actually come on out and said, if Hillary Clinton gets into the White House, he'll have more control over U.S. policy than he did under Obama. This guy is bragging about buying the U.S. government out from under the American people, and that cannot be allowed to happen. Now, so far, WikiLeaks has released 2,576 files from George Soros Open Society Foundation. One little tidbit that caught my eye is how Soros and the establishment as a whole have come to view the independent media as a significant threat. Boy, that makes me feel good today. Didn't really wonder if we were having any kind of an effect out there, but according to this document from the Soros Foundation, yeah, we've been a major, major headache to these people. Good. Happy to send you a bottle of Aleve. I got one around here someplace. I'll put it in the post box to Soros and his people this afternoon. Now, Bill Clinton is out there on the campaign trail, and he's out there trying to defend Hillary, and he's made a couple of really dumb mistakes that kind of indicate just the degree of panic that is going on inside the Clinton camp. Bill Clinton got up there and said basically that you shouldn't pay attention to any of the stuff about the email because it's really too complicated for you ordinary voting morons to understand. It's just really too complicated, so you should just ignore it and not pay attention to it at all. Then Bill Clinton came on out with the declarative statement, it's not true that Hillary lied about the classified emails, this coming from the guy who got impeached for lying about sex with Monica Lewinsky. And he just rambled on and rambled on and rambled on, and he was ignoring the cue from the stage manager to get off because they've got other speakers. Finally, they had to cue up the music to get him to finally say, all right, and walked off there. And I got to tell you, whoever was doing the lighting design on that stage is either very good or very bad, because I've never seen Bill Clinton look more sinister than he did in that video. You could just... it's amazing here. Now, as you know, documents have come on out from the State Department, from Judicial Watch, and from WikiLeaks, confirming over and over and over again that the U.S. government was sending weapons from Libya to ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria, that ISIS and Al-Qaeda are U.S. creations, proxy armies, and, of course, it's a serious, serious allegation. And remember what I said before about projecting? They're taking everything that Hillary has done and they're accusing Donald Trump of doing it. And so now we have this Senate Democrat, this is reported in ZeroHedge.com, basically saying Donald Trump and his friend Vladimir Putin created ISIS. Of course, it makes perfect sense. That's why Vladimir Putin is bombing the heck out of ISIS right now as we speak. But that's how desperate they're getting. Anytime there's a new accusation against Hillary Clinton, no, it's not her. It's really Trump and his buddy Putin. Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, they're BFFs. When they get together, they swap tongue kisses and they love each other. And just, you know, for propaganda to work, it's got to be believable. And the Democrats and the Clinton campaign have just gone way over the shark at this point. And nobody is buying this at all. Now, Newt Gingrich is going to kick over another anthill. He's saying that there needs to be a more thorough investigation into the murder of Seth Rich, because the official story doesn't really make any sense. As you know, Julian Assange has stopped short of saying Seth Rich was the leak for the DNC emails. But he implied it in a European interview. And it makes sense that the leak came from inside. Of course, Clinton's, everybody else, oh, it's Russia, it's Putin. Putin's messing with my campaign. Putin's getting in the way of my rise to power. When I'm president, I will nuke Moscow. And Newt Gingrich is out there saying there does need to be a closer look here. The official story is Seth Rich was shot during a robbery at 4 o'clock in the morning, and the robbers didn't take his wallet, his cell phone, or his watch. Now, that doesn't make any sense at all. When you rob somebody, you take the goodies. And by the way, robbers are not out on the streets at 4 o'clock in the morning because there's hardly anybody there to rob. The whole story does not make any sense whatsoever. So Newt is saying there does need to be a more thorough investigation. And I know WikiLeaks guards the identity and security of their sources very much, but given that Seth Rich is already dead, I think it would be nice if there was an actual confirmation. Now, remember, Seth Rich's family is now cut off from all media contact. All press inquiries, all public inquiries are directed to a known Clinton spin doctor, a public relations expert whose job it is to deflect questions, criticisms, whatsoever. They're now isolated here. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the nation's economy as it relates to the presidential election, because when Hillary Clinton left the White House, when the Clintons left the White House, they said, we were dead broke. Hillary has said that many times. We were dead broke when we left the White House. And it's kind of hard to believe when you realize how generous the president's salary is. It's a lot of money. It's very easy to live on that kind of money. Now, they're not actually paying rent. They do have to pay for their own food and certain other expenses. But it's a very nice arrangement. And if Hillary Clinton couldn't manage the White House on that much money, the presidential salary, and was still dead broke when they left the White House, then she's not fit to be in charge of the nation's economy, is she? And don't forget, when the Clintons left the White House, they swiped something like $20,000 worth of furniture that they were eventually forced to give back. I guess when you're dead broke, it's okay to take some of these historically important antiques and see if you can sell them on eBay. Now, based on public records, the Clintons have made a huge amount of money since leaving the White House, mostly from these speaking engagements, for which no transcripts will be made public. Because a lot of people are curious, what kind of a speech can you make that's worth a couple of hundred thousand? Now, there may not be any transcripts, because and they may have just written speaking fee on the check because it looks a lot better than just writing bribe. Meanwhile, it's been almost a year since the revelation of the Uranium One deal that involved the Clinton Foundation, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and the acquisition by a Russian nuclear company of vast amounts of uranium resources within the United States of America, over in the same area where the Bureau of Land Management has been trying to kick ranchers off land that's been in their family for generations, because there's uranium under it, and nobody wants to actually pay the full market price for that land. So it's just easier to get the Bureau of Land Management to find some legal excuse to kick them off. Oh, we've got to protect the desert tortoise. And then 6 months down the road, well, the tortoise is doing fine. We're going to lease the land to the Russian mining corporation. It's been a year since that story came on out. Still not a word in the corporate media. They're still out there trying to claim that Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin are buddy, 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 buddy. They've got nothing to back it up, and they will not touch Hillary Clinton's Uranium One deal. And we know why. We reprise to the front of whatreallyhappened.com that recent CNN video where they admitted on air they're supporting Hillary Clinton. They're giving her a clean pass on all of her scandals, and the guy says, we couldn't do any more to promote Hillary Clinton if we tried. And that video is so important, you need to copy it off, send it to everybody that you know, your email list, your social media, just flood that out there to remind everybody that the corporate media is part of the problem. They're not objectively reporting the news. They're there to sell you the next president, because that's why they get the vast sums of money that they get. The corporate media is absolutely dedicated to proving they can still shove a president down your throat. Because if they can't, those multi-million dollar paychecks to those talking heads are going to evaporate. They probably don't even care that much about Hillary anymore. They're just trying to keep the little scam going that they've had all these years of pretending to be fair and balanced, objective reporters of the news, and in reality, to sell you things. The new agenda, the new tax, human-caused global warming, vaccines are safe, GMOs are wonderful. When they can't do that anymore, when it's they've provably lost control of the minds of America, their budgets are going to dry up. Corporations are not going to carry that huge loss on those corporate media outlets anymore if those corporate media outlets cannot convince you that black is white, up is down, left is right, Hillary is good, Trump is bad. And oh yes, you're all warming up the planet, and you got to pay a carbon tax. The corporate media is in a struggle for its very existence as it exists today. Personally, I think it's time for a transition. I think it's time for all the media to go back to its traditional role as watchdog on government abuse. That's why the Founding Fathers gave us that First Amendment, so that you could stand up and say the government is wrong without fear of reprisal or repercussion. That's what it's there for. The Second Amendment is there to protect the truth, not to protect the lies, not to talk about canvases with bovine feces glued to them, or the girls on the brass poles with no clothes on. It's about the right to criticize the government and point out where the government has gone wrong. And boy, is there a need for that these days. All right, moving on here. Let's see. This is where it's getting really weird. We've been talking about the illegal immigrants and the impact that they are likely to have on the coming election. Now, obviously, we've got a problem in that illegal immigrants shouldn't be allowed to vote. But all of a sudden, Hillary's campaign is deliberately recruiting illegal immigrants to act as vote registrars. And the idea being that they're going to be going to register people who will be sympathetic to Hillary. And more important, in those states where voter ID laws have been struck down, these illegal immigrants will not hesitate to register other illegal immigrants to vote for Hillary Clinton. And that is the danger. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
When all this twist is steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go to the phone. Steve in Massachusetts, thank you for waiting. What's on your mind today? Steve, hey, are you there? You are.
What I'm noticing is as time goes on, it's getting harder and harder for Hillary scandal to be contained. They're really coming out in the open, and she's getting bombarded left and right by them. That poor lady.
Well, first of all, I have no sympathy for her. She and Bill made these choices to do these things, and I'm not sorry for her one bit. I'm sorry for the American people. I'm sorry for all the victims of the Clintons over the last 2.5 decades, even those who are still alive. So I'm not sorry for her whatsoever. I think it's long overdue that we see some justice in this case.
No, I'm not sorry for her either. I was being sarcastic. But
okay.
Now, the one thing that, as time goes on, I don't think her scandals are going to be the one that takes her down, because if she goes down with her scandals, that means most of the government's going to go down. I think her health will provide the perfect out if something goes wrong. And they'll just say, you know, her health is really bad, and, you know, she had to drop out. I just don't think it's going to be her scandals.
No, I agree. That's a very convenient safety hatch for the government to use. But I think the factor that we need to keep in mind is that Hillary and Bill Clinton probably have a huge network of dead man switches set up, so that if anything does happen to them, enough information will be dumped onto the net to bring the government down. Otherwise, I think something untoward would have happened long before now. Hillary is not going to make that choice to drop out. It's going to have to be made for her. And you're right. If Hillary's brought down on these scandals, it does risk the government as a whole. I think that's the reason why the FBI gave her a pass on the email server, but they're looking into the corruption of the Clinton Foundation, because the Clinton Foundation can be used to bring her down with a reduced risk of exposing the selling of secrets while she was Secretary of State, because that is a scandal that would bring the entire government down.
Exactly. And if it ever gets to that point, they just may say, you know what, Trump could get in, we'll let him in, well, we'll crash the market, you know, into his presidency and make him look bad.
Well, I think...
You never know.
Well, I think the goal is to get a world war to try and save the economy. Nobody wants the economy to crash. And if it does look like Hillary is not going to make it into the White House, I'm expecting them to really start World War III for real before Donald Trump can be sworn into office. They're going to stick him with the war the way they stuck Herbert Hoover with the Depression of the 1930s.
Either way is bad news.
That's all I have. News Mike. Were more positive. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Coming up at the top of the hour, we got another call waiting, but I'm going to wait until after the station identification here. And again, a concern that Hillary Clinton's campaign is intentionally recruiting illegal immigrants to act as vote registrars. And I'm not even sure that's legal in much of the country. I think you have to be a U.S. citizen to serve as a registrar of votes. Got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.